from Talking Mouths.
Just for the record, so there were four of us that rode up tonight. What order did we arrive?
I think Tony and I were pretty close together. And I believe Stephanie was next. And Mark was a good lass. But he did it with his 2002 bikes. What year is that bike?
2003.
2003, yeah. With 7 speed. Yeah, so that's pretty impressive.
Might have 9, I don't know. Okay.
All right, it's game on. Right now, we are at the top of the climb on Starbuck Revenge, overlooking Fish Lake and amazing mountains. It's about 24 degrees Celsius, sunny, no wind. It's pretty unbelievable. My name is Sylvain Turcotte. I co-own a company called Boreal Explorers. So we have a lodge, we do accommodation, and then we also do bike tours in the summer. My partner, Marsha Cameron, is a Yukoner. And we were both keen to start our own business. Whitehorse had so many amazing trails and nobody was offering guided services. So we saw an opportunity there. And then we came across a big mountain biking feasibility study made by Jane Kepke. And then we just kind of decided to go for it. We started the business 16 years ago. And it started as a summer business. So we had like a kind of a temporary setup with yurts just past Long Lake Road there. And we were doing all-inclusive mountain bike holiday. So people were coming from all over the world to experience the Yukon and stay with us. And then 6 years later, then we were growing and then we needed to expand. So we decided to invest a bit more. And that's where we started the lodge, which is just 30 minutes south of Whitehorse on your way to Carcross. And then after that, we started a year-round business. So we were open all year doing the Northern Light Tour in the winter. And then obviously kept doing the mountain bike tour in the summer. Often our first day will be on Gray Mountain. It's like kind of a good first day to get the feel of everybody and see wherever everyone is at. And then after that, we kind of go, we adjust the itinerary accordingly. So we're pretty much half the trip in Whitehorse and the other half in Carcross. So we try to do one day on Gray Mountain, one day on Mount McIntyre, and a couple of days in Carcross. Usually when we come to Mount McIntyre, we'll come all the way to the top and we're here for the alpine and check out the views and go for an adventure. Since we started the business, everything kind of started improving as we went along. Carcross was building trail at the same time, pretty much we started our business. And then the city of Whitehorse started his own trail crew to kind of maintain trails and build new connector, build new trails, put proper signage. The bike club was involved. And then we were involved a lot with more like kind of advertising the Yukon as a bike destination. We did lots of trade shows and kind of advertised the Yukon as a destination for mountain biking. So I think it was like a really good community effort and it kind of worked all kind of nice and organically together. I usually work pretty hard for a few months and then I take a long break after that to kind of recharge the battery and go play somewhere else or go play in the Yukon sometime. I've been riding lots down south, but I usually kind of go on my own and go explore and kind of see what other places have to offer, like especially all the kind of destination and compare the Yukon with what's out there. I think the wilderness of the Yukon attract people, like big open space and nobody here. The big views, big valley, big mountains, fun, fast, flowy, single track trails. Luckily, new trails seems to keep popping up all the time. Like every time you think we got it all, there's like a new amazing trail that that pops up, which is pretty unbelievable. It doesn't get much better than this, like riding your bike for work, and you're always outside, and it's a pretty nice gig. I'm not always the fastest, but I don't think I've ever been the slowest. Usually you kind of have to set up that pace for the slowest person. And then if there's some really keener, like I'll just kind of let it go and then we just regroup at the top type of thing. I'm definitely not a competitive person, so I don't usually bite in those kind of things. I'm just going to let them go if they really want to go for it. But yeah, there's definitely a kind of a small pressure to stay fit.